Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Just provide us an update with what's going on with Fantasy Island and what your hopes are going forward.
Okay. Yesterday, probably around this time, I was received notice that Fantasy Island had been the owner of the property, Store Capital, and they had entered into a tentative long-term lease agreement with a gentleman by the name of Gene Staples. Mr. Staples is the owner slash operator of Indiana Beach Amusement Park, and I believe there's another one in New Jersey that he owns as well. Indiana Beach was also an Apex property, as Fantasy Island was. Apex went bankrupt, and he resurrected Indiana Beach Park, and he's hoping to do the same thing here with Fantasy Island. So that's our hopes. There are a few things he's hoping to obtain. He's hoping to obtain some either some incentives or tax abatements, things along that lines. So we are working with different agencies, as well as our state representatives. Assemblyman Angela Mornello and I are going to meet with Mr. Staples on Friday and find out more about the project.
And obviously, Fantasy Island is a big part of the Grand Island community, employing a lot of people when it was open and whatnot. How big, how important is it to get Fantasy Island back up and running under new stable ownership?
Oh, we feel it's very important. There's a huge symbiotic relationship that goes on with not just Grand Island, but and businesses in Grand Island, but the whole region. You know, people come here, they're going to camp at the KOA, which is immediately north of Fantasy Island. They're going to visit Fantasy Island, they're going to visit the restaurants, they're going to purchase gas, they're going to visit the stores and shops. They may go to the falls, they may go to the outlet mall, they may go downtown to Canal Side. There's a lot of different things, and Grand Island's kind of located not too far from any of them. So it's it's a big, big part of the fabric of Grand Island. It's been here for 50 years. So many people have taken their children there. Children grow up, they work there. It's a very important part of our culture.
And can you provide a timeline on when you would like to see the park reopened, or is that kind of just way out there for right now?
Well, yeah, the deal is only tentative at this point. So right now we're just very hopeful that the deal comes through and the project does come to fruition. But it's too early to speculate as to when they'd be able to actually make the viable park again.
All right. Is there anything else that you would like to add? Anything you think Grand Island residents or just people of Western New York should know?
Well, at this point, it's very, very early. I've only known about this for about 24 hours. And while he's made a tentative arrangement, it still hasn't been formalized yet. So right now we're just very hopeful that it goes through, and we're keeping our fingers crossed, and we're trying to do everything we can to assist with that process.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.